Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, Apple CEO Tim Cook has joined the chorus of big tech CEOs congratulating Donald Trump on his victory in the U.S. presidential election. In a post on social media, Cook says that he looks forward to working with the Trump administration, saying, quote, "Congratulations, President Trump, on your victory. We look forward to engaging with you and your administration to help make sure the United States continues to lead and be fueled with ingenuity, innovation, and creativity." End quote. Other CEOs and executives that have taken to social media to congratulate Trump include Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Google's Sundar Pichai, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Microsoft's Satya Nadella, OpenAI's Sam Altman, and of course, Elon Musk. Tim Cook and Trump have had an interesting relationship over the years. Following the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, Cook called for a peaceful transfer of power from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, and he congratulated President Biden and Vice President Harris on Inauguration Day. Last month, Trump said that Cook called him to complain about Apple's ongoing battle with the European Union that has led to $17 billion in fines. Trump said that he told Cook, quote, "I've got to get elected first, but I'm not going to let them take advantage of our companies," end quote. Over the years, Cook has repeatedly emphasized that he feels it's better to be involved in conversations than sit on the sidelines, and this appears to be another example of that being applied in practice. Speaking of the European Union, the European Commission has announced its latest antitrust investigation, and it could once again have an impact on Apple. The European Commission says it is investigating whether Corning, a key Apple supplier, quote, "may have abused its dominant position on the worldwide market for a special type of glass that is used mainly to protect the screens of handheld electronic devices, such as mobile phones," end quote. Apple and Corning have a long-running relationship with the company supplying glass for the iPhone out of a factory in Kentucky. In fact, the partnership extends all the way back to the original iPhone. Originally, the first iPhone was shown off with a plastic display, but Steve Jobs noticed that the prototypes were being easily scratched when in pockets. So within a few months of the iPhones being announced, Apple leaned on Corning to mass produce scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass to be used for the iPhone screen instead of a plastic cover. Apple has utilized Corning Glass for every iPhone model since then. The European Commission, however, now wants to know whether anti-competitive exclusive supply agreements between Corning and mobile phone manufacturers could have affected competition in the industry. The announcement from the EU doesn't specifically mention Apple or the iPhone, and it's worth noting that Corning does have relationships with other manufacturers, including Samsung. But Apple has directly invested in Corning multiple times over the years. The company was the first investment Apple made through its Advanced Manufacturing Fund in 2017, and it has expanded on that investment twice in 2019 and 2021, following the introduction of the proprietary ceramic shield glass on the iPhone 12. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to CardPointers. The app shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your cards, including intelligent advice about which card to use for which purchase to maximize your savings. One of my favorite features about CardPointers is the Safari extension, which puts all of that advice front and center as you're making a purchase. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on CardPointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, some iPhone users are reporting a scary bug with the Notes app on iPhone. After agreeing to new iCloud terms and conditions via a prompt pop-up by the system, the Notes app appears to disconnect from iCloud and instead shows users a screen with zero notes, as if all of that user's notes have been deleted. There's a growing amount of reports from affected users on social media who believe that their notes are now gone forever. The bug appears to affect any iPhone running versions of iOS 18, but fortunately there is a fix. You'll know if this bug is affecting you because you'll open the Notes app and suddenly see no content. Not only will all of your iCloud notes disappear, but also the notes stored directly on your iPhone will also be missing. The bug appears to present itself after a user has accepted new iCloud terms and conditions. For some people, it seems to be a temporary glitch that sorts itself out, but for others, there's a proactive step to take to fix the problem. Go to the Settings app and tap your name at the top, then tap on iCloud and choose Notes. You'll wait for the Sync This iPhone toggle to appear and ensure that it's enabled, then wait a few minutes and reopen the Notes app, and the Notes app should then kick into action and start re-downloading all of your notes from iCloud. It might take a little while for all of your notes to come back, but eventually all of your notes should come back and be organized as they were before this bug happened. And as of right now, it does appear that there is no risk of permanent data loss, and eventually all of your notes will come back as normal. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.